Now, for one of the fastest 30 minutes in radio, coming to you live from the We Are Family Thrift Shop and Distribution Center at Peoria and 107th Avenue, it's the Boomer and the Babe Show, starring Pete Peters and Deborah Brown. Now, here are the Boomer and the Babe, Pete Peters and Deborah Brown.
Show where we bring you interesting topics and guests every day, Monday through Friday. Today is Tuesday, March 2nd, 2010. We're broadcasting live over KXXT 1010 AM in Phoenix, Arizona, and streaming live on www.boomerandthebabe.com. I want to remind everybody about some of the other things we do besides this radio show. We have some marketing consulting that we can do for you, video production, speaking engagement. So if anybody needs any of those services, please give us a call at 1-888-TOTAL-TALK, 1-888-TOTAL-TALK. For the conversation about what we can might be able to do for you and help you out. And I'm Pete Peters.
And I'm Deborah Brown.
And we have an interesting guest today. His name is Sean McGee. He is of GLADA.
Evan McGee.
I'm sorry. Evan McGee of GLADA Contracting. And GLADA Contracting or Construction is a lead contractor, a certified lead contractor. And we're going to find out what lead contractor is all about. We're going to talk about lead contracting and how that is really so cool. And welcome to the show.
Thanks a bunch. I appreciate it.
Well, we're glad to have you here. We always start with Deborah, and today's no exception.
All right. What I like to do is ask for what we call your two-minute movie,
okay.
And that is your life, laser beam style, however far back you'd like to go, coming forward to today, sitting between us, talking about what you do for a living. So tell us your life story in 2 minutes. Ready? Go.
Well, I'm a native Phoenician, and I grew up here on the north side of Phoenix. Went to high school, got out of high school, joined the Army. I was in Desert Storm, and when I came back from Desert Storm, prior to going, I had been working towards fire science degree to become an arson investigator. And when I came back, I had some injuries that would have kind of disqualified me from being on the fire department, unless I wanted to be a paper pusher or something, which wasn't really why you want to be a fireman. So I got into construction, and I had my daughter, who's now 16, and I've been working in construction ever since, in commercial primarily, although I do residential. But my background's primarily in commercial, and I've done projects all over this great state, several other states. I've done some pre-construction projects in Costa Rica as well as in Mexico, and just recently finished a stint with a company where I was over in Blue Springs, Mississippi, building a Toyota factory that makes the Prius. So,
I came back here. You're glad that was done, and now that's
on
the
over
resin,
there.
Yes.
Not so much a Phoenix environment.
Exactly.
So
you started your company, GLADA Contracting. That's what, the right name. That's the way you say it. And I want to find out a little bit about what GLADA is, because I love that word.
Okay.
But I also would like to know, you started when, 2009?
Yeah, I started
your own
last
company.
Year.
So you've been doing this contracting work for others for many years.
Correct. I was, when I finished the Toyota factory, I was supposed to go down to Irapuato, Mexico, and build a Procter & Gamble factory. And A, the conditions down there aren't right for a Caucasian male. And, you know, lots of violence going on down there. And plus, things were getting a little rough at home with, you know, my wife was having to raise my daughter and, you know, kind of keep the home front together while I was traveling. So it just made sense to come home, not travel, and, you know, would start a company here. So
cool. All right. So GLADA is a an Irish word.
Yes.
And it has obviously meaning for you, seeing as how your name is.
Right.
McGee.
Story Kevin McGee. So
let me see. How does that work? So what? So that is a. What does it mean?
It's actually a representative of the GLADA ring, and that's a series of rings, and symbolically they stand for trust and honesty. And so when we put the logo together and design the company name, that's something, you know, I really wanted to get across, because we don't plan on ever the company being very large. You know, if I wanted to do that, I'd go travel again and play that game. I wanted to do smaller projects, you know, and keep the company relatively small-sized, you know, half a dozen or so employees, and that's good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I wanted to be, because I just want to own my own job.
Okay. And you are LEED certified.
Yes.
And that is something that a lot of people probably have no idea what that is, and I would like to spend a lot of time, if
sure.
we could, talking about the LEED certification, who actually certifies you. It's an internationally recognized certification, and it has some special things that are very important if you're trying to worry about the environment and ecology and all that stuff. You know, everybody's talking about going green, but do we really know what that means?
Right.
And
right.
I think you probably really do.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at it. I've been dialed in on that. So let me give you a snippet of it. I mean, essentially, LEED. Most people, when they think of growing green, they think of the protesters, you know, protesting the cutting down of the forest, and that's not what going green is. That's an extreme view. Going green is simply, you know, maybe getting rid of a foam carpet pad and going to a soy-based carpet pad. Maybe getting away from an oak hardwood floor and going to a bamboo hardwood floor. That's what going green is where we're just being a little more responsible for the environment we've been given and not going to some rogue extreme. And so what LEED does is it's a national program sponsored by the USGBC. They came out with it, the U.S. Green Building Council. It's a 501c3 corporation, so it is actually a charity, not a trade association, because their focus is external, not internal. And they offer this LEED certification where contractors, architects, engineers, we can go out and become certified as, you know, green builders or people in the green community, and then we can impact the decisions with our existing buildings, with new buildings, that kind of thing, and how we can make them more environmentally responsible.
So you just mentioned oak versus bamboo flooring, for example. Now, what I know about bamboo is that in 5 years, it can reforest.
Correct.
Reforestation is 5 years rather than 40 years.
Right.
40 years, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're talking about, is that sustainability or that recyclable or what all those buzzwords that everybody's throwing around.
Right.
Do we really know what we're saying?
Yeah, there's a company called Lifgren. I just saw a presentation from them yesterday, actually, on bamboo flooring. Great company. But there's a couple of other aspects of green in that bamboo. Aside from the renewability, where you can reharvest in 5.5 years, it also entraps all the carbon that it, basically the bamboo inhales carbon and exhales oxygen. And so by using that bamboo wood for flooring, we can trap that carbon in the wood on the floor using it rather than letting the tree degrade naturally and releasing all this carbon back into the atmosphere. You know, Mother Nature has a way of sustaining things, and obviously if plants need to breathe carbon, then they need to give it up when they die to, you know, nourish other plants. So it's a phenomenal product, hardwood, very renewable. They have countertops as well. Just a
and
great
it's a
product.
Gorgeous color.
Oh, gorgeous colors. Absolutely.
Colors?
So oh, multiple colors.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See, I've only seen the one color.
Yeah, they have dozens of colors. I was very impressed, and very much a great product out there.
Now, you can actually, not that this is about construction, but you can actually buy bamboo clothing, too, you know, clothing that's made out of bamboo. So I think somebody's figuring out some really cool things about sustainability and how we can actually, you know, use things to our advantage and yet be smart about it.
Right. Absolutely.
Be kind to Mother Nature.
Absolutely.
Excuse me. I'm going to go back to this different colors of bamboo. Mm-hmm. Is it happenstance that there are colors, or are they actually engineered that way?
Well, let me explain how he explained it yesterday. And again, I don't make the product, so I can only regurgitate what I was told. But the way they do it is in the baking process, they caramelize the natural sugars that are in the bamboo plant. And so the longer they cook it, the darker it gets. So as a result, you know, you can keep it with a very natural color, or like we've all seen when you burn a marshmallow, you know, it can eventually go to black.
I get it. Yep.
And they use a particular bamboo plant called the Moso bamboo, which was very interesting as well, because there's 1,200 species out there, and I wasn't familiar that there's only one that's really ideal for flooring. So I thought
it's really sort of like, oops, burnt one.
Yeah, exactly. This will work.
Now, you were telling me also that, for example, in Haiti, the lead contractors are being called upon because there are a lot of them that can go right to Haiti and do some work there.
Yeah, you can go to the usgbc.org, and you can see where what's happened in Haiti was tragic. And, you know, the USGBC is a monumental organization. I mean, over 100,000-plus professionals in the trades industry. So, you know, when you need to basically rebuild a country instantly, who do you tap on? Well, they're the biggest and baddest to do it, and they can do it to help not only rebuild the country, but do it in such a way that, you know, their resources there are already naturally depleted because they exhausted them. So maybe we can rebuild and reforest at the same time, et cetera. So, you know, that's one of the things they were looking at, is if we're going to rebuild, let's try to rebuild responsibly, you know.
Well, the rebuilding responsibly also has something I hope they would worry about, not retrofitting, but what's the opposite of retrofit? Fit,
right,
for a potential earthquake in the future. In other words, they were completely
unprepared,
caught off guard,
yeah,
to the point that it just crumbled everything.
It's true, and you know you're seeing that now in Chile as well with what's going on there. And
but Chile was actually prepared.
They were. You know,
so it's a big difference. You know,
right.
They could sustain an 8.8 where, you know, it's bad.
It's really scary. It's really bad human tragedy there.
All right. So, what are some other aspects of LEED besides flooring and you know? So it's a certification that a building can have,
or a
neighborhood or a home, correct?
Right.
Like
right.
A commercial or residential.
Like I'm a certified LEED AP, accredited professional. So people can get the LEED designation, and then buildings get certified. Now, there's a lot of people that build the buildings that don't actually certify them. You don't have to get them certified to follow LEED. As I mentioned down in Irapuato, you know, when Procter & Gamble was going to do that project, there wasn't any LEED for Mexico yet. But their company decided they wanted to follow the LEED guideline as a whole. So when they were building that project, their thought was, well, let's comply with LEED Silver, even though we can't get the certification. And a lot of companies do that. They just make it a corporate-wide directive.
All right. So LEED Silver is one of the levels.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Now, the reason I know something about that is I was in Arkansas last year and visited a building that is right across the way, I mean, like a stone's throw away from the Clinton Library, which is a silver level LEED building. The building that I was visiting is the headquarters, the international headquarters for Heifer International. And Heifer had a platinum.
Nice so, dragon right there. That's
so,
not easy
yeah,
to do.
So that was just not going to fly.
Yeah.
So what I know is that the Clinton Library immediately planted trees and grass on top of the roof of their building, and that got them to platinum. Now, why is that?
Well, they had to do a lot more than just that, I'm sure, because platinum is the Cadillac of LEED. When you go platinum, that means that your building is operating in such a way that it is, usually it's not only is it beneficial to the environment, but a lot of times it's improving the environment around it that already currently existed. And so like with a green building or a green roof, you know, you can lessen the solar reflective index, which helps with heat island, as well as you're capturing rainwater. You're also getting some insulation value, but there's just a lot of synergies there.
And we're going to be back to talk about more information about LEED contracting and LEED building. Very interesting conversation so far. I'm halfway through the fastest half hour, and boy, is it fast. So you're listening to the Boomer the Babe Show on KXXT 1010 AM in Phoenix, Arizona. Don't forget to give us a call at 1-888-TOTAL-TALK when your business is in need of marketing consulting, website video programming, or if your group needs a speaker for your next meeting, give us a call, 1-888-TOTAL-TALK. Be sure and send your comments or questions to us at boomerandthebabe.com. Call us at that 1-888-TOTAL-TALK number or email us at host@boomerandthebabe.com. That's host@boomerandthebabe.com. We're going to be right back with more conversation with Evan McGee right after these words from our sponsors.
Valley View Community Food Bank needs your help. They don't have all the major corporate sponsorship that other food banks have, so they have to rely on the community to keep their shelves full. Join the Community Food Bank and their mascot, Tilly the Toucan, and contribute 2 cans of food each time you shop. Drop your donations in the collection boxes throughout the West Valley, where you see the flyer featuring Tilly the Toucan. Go to boomerandthebabe.com, click on the picture of Tilly the Toucan, and find the drop-off locations. Donate today. Help those that are less fortunate.
If you'd like to promote your business at as little as $20 a month, and if you're a business looking for customers, or if you're a customer looking for a place to shop, then check out discovertheregion.com. Discovertheregion.com is the West Valley's business directory. Go to discovertheregion.com or call Jody at 623-249-4220 today. That's 623-249-4220.
If you're in the Witness Protection Program, this is not for you. Take 5 with Boomer and the Babe is the hottest addition to your website or email. Take 5 is a 3 to 4 minute video shot at your location that allows you to tell about your business and shows your personality. Take 5 video is lively, exciting, and is sure to get you known. Take 5 with Boomer and the Babe is perfect for any business, large or small. Visit boomerandthebabe.com or call 1-888-TOTAL-TALK for your Take 5 video. Unless you're in the Witness Protection Program, that's 1-888-TOTAL-TALK.
This message brought to you by the Arizona Office of Problem Gambling, 1-800-NEXT-STEP.
My buddies took me to a casino on my 21st birthday. It was a blast. I had so much fun, I started gambling online. Blackjack, hold'em, even slots. I'll be celebrating my 22nd birthday next week. And instead of a casino, I'll be visiting a lawyer to file for bankruptcy.
Problem gambling. Know the signs. Get help. 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-NEXT-STEP.
Now back to the Boomer and the Babe Show from the We Are Family Thrift Store and Distribution Center. Here are Pete Peters and Deborah Brown.
And we are back at the Boomer and the Babe Show at the Thrift Center here at 107th Avenue and Peoria in Sun City, Arizona. We're speaking with our guest, Evan McGee of Kladaa Construction, a lead certified contractor. And back to the conversation that Deborah was having with Evan.
Well, before we forget, let's have your website and a way people get hold of you if they wanted to ask you a question or
absolutely
hire
you.
That's even better.
That's even better. I'll take that. I understand not everybody's Irish, so Kladaa Construction can be hard to spell out over the radio. So I've got a domain that repoints directly to my website, and it's myirishbuilder.com. I figured that'd be a little easier for people to remember. So they can reach me there. My email link is there, blog, everything. And then if they want to call me on the phone, they can call me 480-220-8832 and be glad to educate them, just talk with them, whatever they want.
Now, speaking of education, you are a teacher of all of the stuff that we've been talking about, correct?
Yeah, well, I'm obviously not a certified teacher, but yes, I teach. I speak a lot, and I mentor classes, and I do it all volunteer because I actually, being a lead convert, I believe in it. I really do.
So you didn't start out like as a small child going, gosh, I hope I go to Go Green someday.
Oh, no. I was
like everybody else.
I was paid to do it. A company needed a lead certification. I was in between projects at the time for that company, so they paid me to go get mine. And that's exactly what it was to me. It was just, let's go take this test. What a waste of my time. And so I did, and then as, I started learning it and then applying it, I really became a believer in it because construction
is such a
waste.
Isn't it kind of fun, the challenge, to figure out, okay, like you were telling me earlier, that you can actually take doors that are going to be thrown into the landfill and paint them and put them somewhere else in the building? Tell me about that again.
Yeah, an example of it is, we can take an existing building that we're remodeling, and, maybe it needs new doors to fit the new look of the building. Well, we can take the old doors, for instance, and put an exterior paint coating on them, and now we can attach them to the outside of the building as light shelves, for instance. So now those doors are being reused rather than going to the landfill. Same thing with the hardware. There's actually companies out there that will take the old hardware, refurbish it, and then you can reuse it. Construction is just, it's a horribly wasteful industry. I've been at 18 years. There's just, we would rather throw away than reuse, and I think that is why quality has suffered so much in construction, because there's no attention to detail anymore.
There's an organization that we're involved with. It's called Local First Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're probably somewhat familiar with it.
Very familiar with it,
okay.
Yes.
And they do a lot of things that they try to refurbish the downtown areas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I imagine that would be an excellent example of how LEED could be working there as well.
It can. There's actually a credit called Regional Materials that you can get with LEED where it's incentivizing you to buy locally. And the reason for that is, maybe the product itself isn't green, but let's not make it less green by, for instance, being
travel
in New York
time.
And
yeah.
buying our carpet
mm-hmm.
from California. Now we just semi'd it across the entire country. Buy locally, and so the product has to be manufactured locally to achieve that credit. But, here in the Phoenix metro area, and I believe the requirements within so many miles, hundreds of miles, actually, and if you take Arizona, you can pretty much find what you need manufactured here to some degree. So,
for the purpose of LEED building.
Correct. So you can get that material credit for buying local materials, So and that's phenomenal,
Going back to that building that I know about in Arkansas, because I really don't know about any here. Mm-hmm. I'd have to do a little research. But I happened to do the tour.
Sure.
And they had the most incredible things going on, how the lighting was, how they were using all glass and the glass and the steel were all recycled from buildings that were demolished 2 miles away.
Excellent.
So we're talking about, oh my gosh, it was practically next door,
right.
And they just picked it up and moved it.
Mm-hmm.
And they are platinum.
Right. Right.
That is a platinum building. And there's everything you do, everything, they capture the rainwater for the water to flush the toilets.
Sure.
And it just blew my mind. And I thought, why can't we all kind of figure that out? Now, can you do some things in your home? I'm starting to talk faster than you can answer me. I just realized that because I'm excited about it. It's pretty darn exciting.
It is. If you go to usgbc-az, or I don't even think there's a dash, usgbcaz.org, that's the local lead chapter. You'll find all kinds of articles there, all kinds of resources. And you can absolutely do stuff in your home. You can go to InstaHots, for instance, for your water. Instead of having a water heater that pumps the water across the entire house so you don't waste 40 gallons of water waiting for the shower to get warm. You know, one of the things I love about Payson is they've mandated that all the water urinals for all your commercial applications be waterless. Well, a urinal can save 40,000 of gallons of water.
Waterless urinals?
Yeah, they're waterless urinals, and they use an oil separation.
I was just going to say, do I need to know all of that? Probably not.
It saves a lot of money, and it saves the environment. You know, now you don't have to have the copper tubing. There's a lot of things like that. You can do the same thing in your house. Again, go to a soy-based carpet pad rather than a foam pad. You know, when you're painting your house, you know, there's lots of alternatives out there for low VOC paints, which means they don't off-gas all those fumes that activate your asthma and stuff.
Now, do you blog about that kind of stuff?
Yes.
Is that what your blog would be?
That's all my blog is about. My blog at Clidaw Contracting, if you go there, myirishbuilder.com, and click my blog link, I try to every week feature some new product to kind of get people thinking. You know, the one this week was about a new paint that's coming out that you basically paint the walls with it, you apply 4 volts to it, and now you can get rid of the light fixtures in that room because the paint glows. It's a living cell organism, and in fact, the plan is in England, in 2012, they're going to convert their housing projects to this and get rid of all the lights, and I think that's phenomenal. So,
I don't think APS would think that was a great idea. I think APS would have big problems with that.
That's always
the
challenge.
You know
what I'm saying? Somebody
yeah,
would,
somebody's
going to
say, that's toxic, you know.
Right.
Well, it's like that old...
Follow the money.
Follow the money, exactly. It's that old adage from many, many years ago. My dad was in the automotive industry, automotive engineer, and he said, well, they had cars that were going to be getting 60 and 70 mm-hmm. and 75 miles per gallon until all of a sudden there are some outside forces applied, yep. and they no longer got that gas mileage.
That's right. You know, one of the things that's interesting, you bring that up, that I love about LEED is one of the credits it really pushes on is for alternative fuel charging stations in these buildings. So you get LEED credits for obviously encouraging your employees to use them, alternative fuel vehicles, but then they have charging stations and that kind of stuff. So what it's doing is it's creating the distribution network necessary in a metropolitan area like this so that when alternative fuel vehicles become more acceptable, you have a place to go fill them up.
And it changes the corporate culture and the neighborhood culture when you do that. You say, here's the place, you know, for your charging station. Other people go, what the heck is a charging station?
Right.
You know, but at least you would know what they were talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, there are a lot of towns and cities that could really use a do-over, a makeover, mm-hmm. extreme makeover.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that they all know about this LEED thing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that this is going to take off the way...
I think it is.
You're impassioned about it.
Mm-hmm.
You teach people about it. You blog about it and all that stuff. But how are we going to get to the rest of the people?
It's got to be done at a grassroots effort, which is why I don't mind going out speaking about it and trying to educate people about it, because that's what it's going to take. Because in order for LEED to really work and for green building to work, we've got to do it residentially. You know, the residential side of communities are the biggest polluters, and most people don't realize that. But, you know, they suck down the power grid. I mean, when you take all these thousands and thousands and thousands of homes, that's a lot of wattage being used, which is firing up those coal-burning plants regularly. So, you know, we've got to take those houses and get them off the grid. We've got to take and try to get our homeowners. Look at Phoenix when they started their recycling program. I'm a native. I remember when they started the recycling program, you had to take your trash to a specific location to get it recycled. Now they pick it up at your doorstep. I mean, that's progress. That's what it's going to take, but we have to keep the community aware of it. And, you know, human beings are fickle animals. If we make it convenient, we'll do it. You know?
Well, I read an article not too long ago that it's not going to be the baby boomers. It's probably going to be our children.
Yeah.
And the ones that are just a little younger than we are that will, it's going to be our kids who are going to say, gosh, I really need to unplug my chargers, all of my apparatus, the chargers for them, because that is sucking electricity,
right,
even when there's nothing plugged in.
That's right.
And I don't think they call it vampire. There's a word that's like the word vampire,
right,
about that kind of draw on the grid. You know, people are doing it all day long.
Right.
So if you tell younger people, you've got to stop doing that, they'll go, you know what, we've got to stop doing that.
Right.
So I don't know where the, you know, I don't know who's going to take the lead, if you will, on this, but you know, at one point I thought, this is just a fad, you know, green building, going green, all that stuff. It's not going to last, but I think it better.
I think it's going to last. It's working. People are realizing that, you know, it doesn't have to cost more. All you need to do is, you know, just look at your options. And as long as we educate people that there are options, they can choose the bamboo flooring over the oak flooring, get the same look, and not harm the environment doing it. And that's all it is.
Before we run out of time here in this fastest half hour, tell us, you have a class that's coming up, don't you?
We do. USGBCAZ.org. In April, they're starting their new class. They're accepting students right now, and there'll be multiple classes. But go there, sign up, and it's for those who want to get the lead green associate. You know, as teachers, we don't charge for the class. We'd love to come out and help educate you on how to go green.
Love it.
MyIrishContractor.com.
MyIrishBuilder.com.
MyIrishBuilder.com is the place to go for more information about all of this lead information and lead knowledge, and Evan can help you find it all. He is the lead man.
Well, I can point you to somebody who can.
You've been listening to Boomer the Babe Show on KXXT 1010 AM in Phoenix, Arizona, where we bring you interesting conversations. Today, we've had a very interesting conversation with Evan McGee, lead contractor of Clada Contracting.
Clada Contracting.
I got that right. Finally, at the end of the show. Be sure to give us a call at 1-888-TOTAL-TALK when your business is in need of marketing, consulting, video programming, or if your group needs a speaker for your next meeting. During the week, follow us on Twitter, where we tweet as Boomer and Babe. You can also call us at 1-888-TOTAL-TALK or email us at host@boomerthebabe.com with any of your ideas or suggestions for show topics or guests. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking to some people right here out of the Sun City area that are forming a new quasi-boomer group. And I say quasi because we're going to get a scoop on it tomorrow, see what Paul Herman's got going with this boomer group, boomer-type group. So until
Boomer-esque
group. Until then, remember, at 50, you're just getting started. Have a great day, and we'll see you back tomorrow.